A reading from Bede's Life of St. Cuthbert, chapter 34. Cuthbert knew he was soon to die, and made up his mind accordingly to lay aside the burden of pastoral office and retire to a life of solitude. Once free from material worries, he might be able to give himself undividedly to his prayers. Our reading from Bede's Life of Cuthbert is not a little morbid. Cuthbert knew he was soon to die. One of the great privileges of village ministry is dealing with bereaved families. Always a privilege, and actually sometimes a joy. Sometimes we know that the person who died was, as they say, full of years and ready to go, and that they knew their Maker and were confident of their eternal destiny. Funeral in those circumstances, with a favourite Bible passage and favourite hymns, and with a long life remembered and celebrated, and a confident committal into the Lord's hands, is, as I say, a privilege and a joy. It's not always so by any means. Many who die under our care have only the vaguest notion of the immense love that Christ has for them, and may or may not have turned to him in trust and faith. Questions to the family about favourite Bible passages, or favourite hymns that they might have sung along to, or why even a church service is wanted, well, on occasions one may as well be speaking in Serbo-Croat. It's one of the issues we hope to tackle, that of failing to prepare to die, as we gently roll out a Church of England programme called Grave Talk, which seeks to remove some of the barriers that people have of talking of death and dying and funerals and bereavement and all those topics. Cuthbert had no doubt that he would one day die and thought it was soon, and he was determined to prepare for death. In this, as in so much else, he sets an example at least worth pondering and learning from, if not perhaps on this occasion copying in every detail. Knowing he was soon to die, he made up his mind to lay aside the burden of pastoral office and retire to a life of solitude. The object, we're told, was to free himself from his material worries. I take that to mean not so much to do with wealth, as he never had any as a monk, but to free himself from physical, material concerns, what to wear, what to do, who to see, who to help. So the object was to free himself from material worries and then give himself undividedly to his prayers. I wouldn't recommend that we all take up a life of solitude in preparation for death. That's not going to work for us all. But the principle that we should consider death, at least in a certain point in our lives, is a good one. So too is the idea that a good death requires mental preparation to ease from those things that fill our time and take our energies, and to concentrate even more fully on placing ourselves in the hands of God. What form might that thinking take? I expect that practical things would loom large for all of us. One could reel them off. Think about a funeral service, make or update a will, not one that will create division, please. These days, make sure all our passwords are available to our executors, put our affairs in order, all good, all helpful to those left behind. But that's not really the point. Cuthbert was having, I suppose we could call it, a little me time in preparation for his death, and so should we. What, I wonder, would some me time in preparation for death look like for you? What would you say to God about your life? What would you say of fears realized and hopes fulfilled? Would you be giving thanks or lamenting? A bit of both, maybe. And if lamenting, for what? Things done to you or left undone by you, for harms you had done or for harms done to you? And what would you be saying for those you were leaving behind? How would you wish to commend them to God? What would your dearest wish be for them? As I reflect on this passage, I come not for the first time, nor for the last, I expect, to childish things, specifically to that lovely simple prayer structure that we teach the children. Sorry, thank you, please. Is that a good way to start laying our lives before God? How else might you prepare yourself for death? For Cuthbert, I'm sure that involved a deliberate looking towards Christ. He had never looked away, in truth, and we have seen his example. He knew the way of Christ and the way of the cross, but still wanted to spend more time in prayer, looking to Christ, searching more and more for that light that is Christ, that through him he might see the Father. In this, as in so many things, this saint of long ago can be our example. Amen.